Blog Talk Radio.
With Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. We're so glad that you're joining and supporting the show. And don't forget, we are also here on Monday night, tomorrow night at 6 p.m. We cover career, romance, finance, relationships, jobs, moving. We cover it all. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you the answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information, well, that's up to you. Now, we have daily psychic readings are done at the website, theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done daily, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at night. And if you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, just go to the website and subscribe. And we do have a monthly newsletter, which will be coming out next week. So subscribe to the site so you can keep up to the happenings and what's going on. What else? It would be much appreciated. If you have any messages for us, please send them to the website or our Facebook page, which is the Essence of Success Radio Network. Let's see, yes. So that's about it. I got to tell you guys, yeah, I do have some announcements. Number one, Miss Nina's still out. You know, she's got pneumonia, so she's still out. She's trying to get back this way, but, you know, it's hard, and she's stressing because the house hasn't sold yet. So let's keep praying for her that her house sells quickly, and also pray for Nina that her health does improve and get better. We just got through last Sunday through the blood moon. I hope it was a good week for everybody and not too challenging, I hope. Let's see, what else? Oh, congratulations to all the federal workers, because I discussed this last week. They're back at work. Oh, I am so glad. Please believe me, I'm happy for you folks. I know it's just a three-week thing until February 15th. Ain't that something, y'all? The day after Valentine. He better not shut it back down again. That just would be chicken shit to me. But anyway, I'm happy for you folks that are back to work, and also I'm happy that they're going to give you your back pay. So that's a good thing. I'm glad to hear that, because at first they were just saying, like, well, when you come back to work, they'll start from there to pay you. But I will give Trump that. You know, you got it, right is right and wrong is wrong. So I'll give him that. They are going to pay the people their back pay. So that's really good. Okay, well, we're going to do a quick prayer, and then we'll begin the show. Oh, one other thing I forgot. The chat room is not on. Y'all, I don't know what's going on today with Blog Talk Radio, but I could not get into the chat room to set that up. So you're going to have to call into the show if you got a question, okay? Thank you. Okay, our prayer. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. Now, we release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, and physically from our past, our present, our future, from the Earth, Moon, Sun, Saturn, Jupiter, Pluto, and Mars. Okay. We release all karmic density from this timeline, dimension, and multiverse, and from all energies and vibrations that affect us to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it, our will be done. All right. I think we're, and by the way, if no one's told you they love you today, well, I do. And I know if Miss Nina was here, she'd say it too. So, okay, well, we're going to begin. I am excited, feeling great, and looking forward to doing the show today. So our first caller is area code 941. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Mary.
Is Terry?
Mary.
Oh, Mary. Well, Mary, welcome to the show. How are you doing? You're our first caller of the day.
Oh, thank you. I'm doing great. And I have a question. How do you see my career going? I just started at a new place. I'm renting space. Been there about 4 months, and I was wondering how you're seeing that. Do you see me staying there, or do you see me receiving other opportunities to expand?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, the angels just told me good, and the answer is yes. The answer is yes to what? Should you stay there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. There's something that, oh gosh, there's something about you that job, what is it about you that job needs?
I work for myself.
That's, okay, you work for yourself? Well, something that, okay, that even explains it more. So what you do for yourself is going to get better and better. It's like you have this niche or something, you know, that I guess people or the companies that you're dealing with, they're quite interested.
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying stay in the career you're at. Yeah. In May, if you see a little, they're telling me, so I'm going to express this. In May, if you see a little bit of a delay or like a downfall, don't worry about it. It's just for the moment. It's like in a week or two, it'll clear up. Okay. They're telling me that for the month of May for you. So you said you work for yourself. What is your career?
I do healing work. I also teach and also massage and that.
That's why. See? I told you I could feel it. It's like you've got a niche of something that you have. Yeah. So, yeah, you're blessed. Stay where you're at. My God, yeah.
Okay.
The angel said yes right away, so I'm saying that that's you are where you're supposed to be.
Okay. Because it was going okay. Me and the landlord, I'm sharing her office, part of her, you know, her space. And it was going good until Monday. She decides to tell me somebody was coming, you know, for my work that I do, it has to be quiet. And she knows that. And all of a sudden Monday she's going to bring in another person to rent, and it's going to be very loud, and I expressed it. And she did a 180 turn on me and told me now she ain't going to be quiet anymore, that I have to compromise my business. And
that's what I needed to concentrate on then, not on your career. What's that lady's name? I should have concentrated on her because the angels are saying your career is fine, what you're doing. That's what I needed to concentrate on. What's her first name?
I don't want to say it online. She's an acupuncturist.
Oh.
I'll think of her and send the image to you.
Okay, it helps with the name.
Yeah.
Okay, she's an acupuncturist. She's a little jealous of what your abilities. I'll let you know that she is. She's kind of self-centered right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's got some issues that she's dealing with, but that's personal. Business is business. I mean, this is just me. Business is business and personal is personal, okay? And those two don't need to cross paths. So you're in it as a business, but also the compassion in your heart to help people. So it's not just making a dollar. It's like hopefully these people's lives will improve after you help.
Yeah,
same right, with her.
She's in it for a dollar, for the money.
Yeah, well, like I said, she's a little jealous of your skills, but she's self-centered right now. So that's why you got the attitude. Yeah. Whatever that's going on in her personal life, she doesn't need to bring that to the job. I don't care if it is metaphysical work that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm saying personal is personal, business is business. Because her snapping at you isn't really you. It's herself. But, you know, so she's bringing in a third person. That's okay. Just explain to the person how you conduct your work. And could we compromise? You know, maybe just compromise.
She wants me
here.
To compromise and accept the loudness. And she told me she's not going to be quiet anymore. I'm just like, after we had a discussion and she was very sympathetic and like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And then on Monday she said, I'm not going to be quiet anymore. I'm not telling my my patients to keep it down in the hallway by their ear door. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Mary, what I'm going to say is call me back next week. I want to see how this week transpires for you with her. And would you take some sea salt and put it in a little container and put it in your pocket and have it with you at all times when you're at work? And if necessary, even on your table or shelf.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Do you think she might turn around?
Yeah, well, you're going to block her negativity.
Yeah.
We're going to block that a little bit so that she can calm down and you know, let's do this business-wise. You can make money, but business is business.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you to do that as just as a protection method for you, because I'd like to see how she'd react in a week's time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
all right. Thank
you,
Mary. And like I said, give me a call in a week. I'm just curious. Okay, thank you, and have a wonderful weekend, lady.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller. Oh, and let me just say, I forgot to do that. Welcome, 203-630-551, 720-916, and 314. Welcome to the show. All right. Okay, next call, area code 203. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, thank you. My name's Pat.
Hi, Pat. How are you today, young lady?
I'm okay. I sort of have the same kind of energy as the last caller, and I think I'm going to take some salt water and spread it around my car. This is not a pleasant topic. I'm really at my wit's ends and don't know what to do. I moved to an apartment, affordable housing apartment, wonderful management. We're really taken care of. I feel very protected here. But the man that, and I may have brought this up before, the man that parks next to me has been urinating and spitting and throwing food out, and it's absolutely disgusting, and I've been reaching out to management for going on 6 months now.
This has been going on for 6 months, Pat?
Yes. And I had contacted first a woman, then I followed up. Nothing had been done. So I insisted she take my chart of all the days that I had marked off, and I showed her photographs. I have 103 photographs of this man spitting and urinating and throwing trash out. I then contacted the man below, the absolute boss. And he said, I'll get my team on it. Well, I waited and waited. And then supposedly they contacted him. I contacted a woman, and she said, oh, I'm sorry, we didn't get back to you. And I said, well, okay, so you talked to him, but he's been doing this. And she said, okay, we'll get on it. So then I guess I talked to the gentleman. I contacted him again, and January 17th, I guess. And he said, I'm literally working on it this week. Nothing. What I've dealt with in the past 3 days is unbelievable. I think now he's doing this to be towards me, because he probably figured out that I'm complaining about him. I'm worried about retribution. I don't know if I should go to a lawyer, if I should go to the top guy. if I should go to the police. I don't think police will work because this is private property. But I'm getting to the point where this happens every day. I'm in my car screaming, going to work, or I come home and my night is ruined. My poor dog, I yell in the car, and I'm scaring the heck out of him.
Yeah. My suggestion, first off, was the police. Because you have proof, they need to see a pattern for them to respond. And you have all these pictures and documentation. So I would have called the police. Why? Because the management didn't do anything. And if it's going on for 6 months, Pat, you have every right now at this point to call the police and also get an attorney and tell them, well, you know, I've tried everything possible. So now I'm you know, I've got, you can tell them, now I've contacted a lawyer to see what can be done. What degree can I work, because you're not doing anything. I bet you they talk to him then. You tell them you got an attorney or call the police to come out there and check it out. I bet by Monday morning somebody will do something.
But will I, you know, I have to live and work with these people, and they're all really quite wonderful. And I've developed a nice
relationship.
Well,
that's fine, but nothing has happened. I don't care.
I
business
know.
Is business. You pay to live there,
yeah.
Right?
That's
well,
right, and I pay for the parking, too.
Oh,
I'm wondering if I should.
Hello?
Stop. Yeah.
Pat, you deserve this. Come on. You call the police. Get an attorney. At least before you get the attorney, let them know this is the next step. I've called the police. I've made a report, you know, and give them all the history and stuff about it. And so now my next step, you're not doing anything, I'm getting an attorney. You know, so you have given them a grace period, 6 months.
I sure
My God,
have.
You couldn't be any nicer than that, Pat. I wouldn't have waited 6 months. It would have been 6 weeks. But, you know, so you've granted them all the generosity that you can. Call the police and tell them that you're going to get an attorney. I'm telling you, watch. They'll change. You'll call me back.
Well, if the police come, they've got to come in and sign in with security. Everyone's going to know. It's a small, very small community here. I work with security, and, you know, it's a very busy place, and I'm just concerned. If the police come, they got to check in with security. It's going to, you know, everyone's going to know it within minutes. And won't the police say this is private property, we can't do anything?
No. It's a crime.
Right. It is a
because
crime.
If there's a crime being committed, it doesn't matter whether it's private property or public.
Okay.
The police still are going to come in, yeah.
And will they say that they need actual proof of him doing it, that my pictures aren't enough?
Now, I don't know. That would be a determination of the legal, the police. I don't know. But
I, mean,
I would
really
think at least you would have a report on file. And you have your pictures, okay? This, look, you pay rent. You should be able to live where you are comfortably and be happy. Okay, you're not. So it doesn't matter how many people know or whatever. This is your comfortability. 6 months, come on. You've given a more than above grace period for them to handle that, and they haven't.
I'm about to get really irrational and lose it, and I'm afraid of, you know, what I'm going to say.
Well, you don't have to do that. You can just, like I said, I would call the police and at least make a report. And they're going to ask you, what do you want them to do? Do you want them to go talk to the man? Tell them you want them to work with your management.
Okay, that's an idea.
Have something done because you've done this for 6 months. So, yeah, just tell them you want to work with the management. And the police will call them and figure out what can they do to make this a better situation for all involved.
Okay.
Okay, you deserve to be happy. And to be comfortable where you live. I mean, if you can't come to your house and feel good, my God, huh?
It's awful. You know, I leave every day, and I'm in a bad mood. And I came back tonight, and I just, my night's ruined.
Okay. Well, do that and let me know. Give me a
All
call
right.
and let me know in a week. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, Pat. I'll be praying for you. God bless you.
Thank
and
you.
Have a wonderful
Bye-bye.
Week. Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Psychic Readings. with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is not open. I'm sorry. I tried and tried, but I couldn't get in. So, all right. Our next caller is area code 630. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Dion.
Hi, Dion. How are you doing, young lady?
Good. And I just want to say to Pat that I had a similar situation happen, and she needs to document all of that. It is a civil process, but she has to get a hold of the county. She'll go to the police. She'll call the police, and the police will refer her over to, like, the county for, like, code enforcement and building enforcement because she's dealing with slumlords. And so they're taking advantage of her. And when you rent a place, no matter where you rent a place in the United States, because I'm a licensed real estate broker, and I have been for almost 20 years, you have the right of peaceful enjoyment. And what is going on over there is that her conditions, she's not having proper, she's not getting proper living conditions. And management does have to patrol that. And if they don't, she has the right to turn around and sue them and collect three times the amount of damages. So, like, if she has to move again, she'll be out of pocket expenses. Because I'm going through the same thing. Like, I'm sitting here typing up my response because that happened to me at the last place I was at. The neighbor upstairs, the dogs were urinating to the point where it was coming through the ceiling and they didn't want to fix it. So I had to, like, go to code enforcement and have all of that reported. And then I had to report it to the state and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, she does have to do all of that. It is work, but she has a right to live in a clean environment, and it's the landlord's responsibility. It falls under living conditions is what it is. And if she has a government housing voucher or whatever it is that she's living on to pay her rent, she also gets legal assistance with that. So she has to be proactive on it. Otherwise, they're not going to do anything. And if you don't speak up, they just continue to collect rents and be slumlords. I know it's a lot of work because I'm going through it myself, but you can either complain about it or do something about it.
That's
but she
true.
Does have a case.
Okay. Well, Pat, I hope you're still listening to the show. And thank you, Dion, for sharing that information. So, Pat, I hope you heard. If not, if you're listening to the show and you didn't hear Dion, just go back. It'll be archived about 30 minutes after the show closed, and you can go back and listen again to what all she said. So thank you, Dion. I appreciate that. It's very nice of you.
Yeah, because I'm suing my previous landlord for a ton of money, and if they don't give it to me, it's going to end up in a class action lawsuit. So either, you know, like Tina Turner to Ike, you want to do it nice? Thank you for that. The first thing I wanted to tell you was I want to give you confirmation because I did get a private reading from you last week, and you told me that I was going to be working with a gentleman by the name of Jim, and I did not know that when I showed up for this collaboration project. I met with somebody and I said, "Oh, well, we're going to have you work with Jim." I was like, "Oh my God!" My jaw hit the floor. I'm like,
oh. "Well, thank you." Well, I'm glad, and it worked out beautiful for you.
Yeah,
the
that's going to be a working relationship. Yes, that's going to be a working relationship. I have a couple of more jobs lined up that I'm going to be doing with him. In the meantime, though. I have another supplier that I signed up to work with, and the name of the company is called Interstate. I want to know how you feel about that. Like, will I be able to make some pretty good money aligning myself with this company? It seems like it for me that it's a good fit, but.
And it's called Interstate. That's the name
Interstate.
Of it? Interstate.
Okay. No, state.
Oh, Interstate.
S-T-A-T-E.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me rewrite that down then. I did it wrong. Interstate. Okay. All right. C- gosh, I'm seeing a man with a big chest, like he's 48 or 52 in the chest. And I'm asking, it would be a good fit. Well, it must be a very strong company. I'll put it like that, very strong company. Okay. There's distance. Are you able to do this over the phone or talking to them?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a company you can just walk up to, right? Okay. Okay.
Correct.
So that's what I'm getting,
correct.
Distance. Well, they're a strong company. Because I saw this man with this big chest, that tells me that they're strong. So they evidently are doing pretty good in their business. In fact, probably very good. Good fit? Yes, yes, yes. In fact, the angels are saying right now, Dion, be the strong woman that you are when you deal with them. A strong woman. So I mean, I don't know what that means. Like when you do businesses, you know, they can't just walk over you or what is it? Go over your head. You know things. You know how things should be. So that's what they're saying. Just, you know, be strong when you're dealing with them. Don't let them like, well, we could do this for $50 or blah blah blah. Like, no. I know better. I know the intricacies
of this
product.
That's what I was wondering. It seems like, okay, it's a really good fit, but you can't nickel and dime me either. Like, you have to take the good with the bad when it comes with my business.
That's right. That's right. I mean, didn't that show me anything bad now about the company? Maybe seeing the man, it's run by men or whatever, but they just want you to be a strong woman and you'll succeed, which I know you will. I know you will. So that's all. Like, yeah, go ahead. It's all right.
Okay, good. I'm looking forward to making a lot of money this year and making a huge splash in the industry. Like,
I am
a completely different woman than I was a week ago, I'll tell you. So thanks for your insight.
That's good. I'm happy for you.
And I gave your number out to somebody who's going to call you for a private reading.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Thank you. Well, yep, go with Interstate. You're going to do good. Just be that strong woman that I know you are, Dion. Don't let them, like you say, nickel or dime or talk to you like you don't know. That's it. They think you don't know. That's why being a strong woman is like, no, I know. I know dimensions, measurements. I know everything. And then they'll kind of back off and give you that respect, right? So it's a good. It's all good. It's a win-win. It's a win-win
situation.
Thank you. Yes, and you're going to meet a guy named Mark. He's going to be a good friend of yours. As you're going through this,
Mark,
I don't know which company he's working for, but his name is Mark, and he'll be very supportive and work with you. Now, I'm not saying a love. This is business now. This is not a love relationship. This is just a guy named Mark that will be very helpful. So
that works.
Okay. All right.
Thank
You'll
you.
Still be running your
Thank
business.
You.
Yes, you're welcome. Well, thanks for calling, Dion, and thanks for the validation. You have a wonderful week, young lady, and I'm glad things are turning up. All right.
Okay, talk soon. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, next caller. Area code 551, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is T.
Hi, T. How you doing today, young lady?
Pretty good. I was just... I wanted to call in, but I also wanted to just touch on the blood moon thing. After the moon, I've been pretty okay, but a little overly emotional, and I'm seeing a lot of friendships go through some different changes. So,
And that happens, especially during this blood moon. You know, the full moon will bring out your emotions, you know, good or bad or indifferent. But, yeah, this blood moon was powerful. So it was kind of like a wake-up call. You know what I mean? That's how this moon was, like a wake-up call. What do you want to do? Or how do you want to transpire? Yeah. So it was like that. It was that kind of a moon.
Yeah. I wanted to, call in and see what did you get as far as just any, because I'm still dating, but just something. Do you pick up on anything serious coming my way as far as relationships?
Well, if you're dating someone already, that energy is there. If the guy that you're dating, is that... No?
Well, it's not really dating. It's just, I would say, talking, like, just to different people.
Oh, okay. I'm seeing that Joker guy again, the little round one. I'm seeing him. He popped right up in front of my face as a friend. I don't see a relationship there, but he's hella funny. He's hella funny. Little short guy.
Is
probably
he, how
about
does he
5'4". Light skin, maybe about 5'4" or 5'5", if that. I would say more 5'4", like a little short guy. But he's funny. He's like a comedian. He's funny, but he's a good friend. When he cares about you, he cares about you. Where are you going to see this guy? I don't know. I just think in your travels you might meet him with some other people. But he likes you, but it's just a friendship. And he knows it's not going to be anything serious.
Is
you know, like a guy you meet, you're like, oh, you know, I can hang out with him. Go to dinner or golfing or the show or whatever. Okay, this is how this guy is coming. And in less than 10 days, they're telling me when you meet this guy.
Okay. The friend.
He's the kind of friend that, you know, if you're down or depressed or whatever, you call him up like, come on, let's go do something. And you're like, okay. You know, just easy going. No pressure. No. Does he have a bald head? Angels? Yes.
Okay, that's the personal trainer. His name is Steven.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, he's a good guy. Good guy.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any relationship right now, but just as a friend. He's good people.
Okay. Nothing serious in that.
No, I'm not picking that up from him. I'm not picking up any relationship. But a friend, like, yep, that's my girl over there. Yeah, he's like that. Okay, T, anything else?
No, I was just, it's this lady, I have a paper that I need to be signed for work, and she's refusing to sign it. But you know, I was there. Do you see her signing the paper, or seeing why she's not signing?
What's her first name?
Blushes.
Debbie.
Blushes. Blushes.
I didn't understand you, T.
Her name is Blushes. It's a weird name.
Okay. Yeah, that just gave me a headache across my forehead. What's up with her? You're going to have to, I don't normally, because I don't believe in nagging, you have to nag her to go ahead and sign that and quit playing around.
Why what's wrong with her? Why she won't?
She has her own mental problems. I'll just leave it at that. She has her own mental problems. It really doesn't have to do with you, but it overplays into the job, so it's not just you, T. You're not the only one. So that's what I'm saying. I don't believe in nagging, but you're going to have to nag her and tell her, come on, I need you to sign this paperwork so we can be done. Yeah, and she will. Because she'll get tired of you coming up asking her. So she
will.
She's at
her house. It was some work I did for her son, and I didn't get her to sign a sheet to show that I was there. And I just needed for, you know, so I can get paid. And she won't sign it.
Bug her. Just go ahead and bug her. She'll give it to you.
She was like, she's not going to be at her house. I asked her if she was going to sign. She said no. I was thinking, could I possibly ask her husband?
Who did you deal with in this contract, her or the husband?
Well, just her, but I just need
then don't
the
go to the husband.
It.
Yeah,
the
but
guardian.
If it's her that you, yeah. No, I would just deal with the wife. Don't go to the husband. It might cause a bigger problem. So just deal with
okay.
her. And if she still says no, then ask her, well, do I need to get an attorney? Or, you know, for you just to sign a piece of paper? Because I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you need to put that in front of her face. You know, you're saying no, so you're telling me that my next recourse is to get an attorney to get you to sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet she'll sign it off then. Okay.
Okay, if I mention that. All
right,
she's just like that. Okay.
Yeah, let me know. Let me know
okay.
how that comes out. All right, babe.
Okay.
Have a good week. Right. Thanks for calling. All right. Area code 720. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Yes, hi. My name is Laura.
Laura, is that right?
Yep. Mhm.
Okay, well, welcome to the show, Laura. How are you doing today, young
yeah,
lady?
Yeah, good, good. I have two questions. I'm wondering if we're going to be moving.
Okay.
That's my first question.
Oh, your first question is when are you going to be moving?
Yeah, if
are you
we're
moving
be
out
moving
of state? Is that what you're asking? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
3 weeks.
Okay, so we'll find out in
three weeks. What's your second question? I don't normally do this, but I will. I'm just in that mood today. I'll do it.
My daughter.
What's the second question? Uh-huh.
My daughter, my oldest daughter, got engaged yesterday, and I'm needless to say I'm not happy about it, and I'm just wondering if they're going to stay together or not.
Oh, what's the guy's first name?
Well, her name is Haley, and his name is Andy.
Haley and Andy. God, right away I got sex. Okay. They have a good sexual relationship. I'll put it like that. Now I'm going to ask mentally from the angels as far as treating one another and understanding, so... your daughter is more dominant. You know how we say the alpha male or the alpha female? She is a strong component between these two, so she's the alpha. He is more like a manipulator.
Yeah.
I think he really does mean good, but I see him like manipulating her that benefits him. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's a hard worker. He's a hard worker, so there's no problem there about finances. I'm getting the feeling from him that he would close her off from the family. And when I say that, I mean like where maybe she had a cousin or a sister or brother that they were real close. You know, she'd communicate with them all the time. He would cut that off like, you just need to communicate with me. If you got, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can run it by me. You don't need to talk to your cousin or your sister or brother.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that from him. That I don't like because you don't, when you get married, it's both sides come together, right? You enjoy both sides of the family.
Exactly.
You don't cut the person off from their family. So I get that from him. I get that he's a manipulator. He definitely loves your daughter. There's no doubt about that, and she loves him. He does love her. But it's his personality and character that I have a pause with.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Is this going to be a long engagement?
They're talking about
like next year maybe they're going to get married?
Well,
I don't know why I'm getting a long engagement. It's not like right away they're going to get married.
You're right.
Okay. I think within that time, let me ask. Yeah, I thought I was right. The angels just told me she's going to come to a rude awakening during this period that they're engaged. So I guess it kind of has to play out, Laura,
yeah.
and she'll see it for
yep.
herself.
Yeah.
I mean, I know as a mom, oh, God, us mothers, we always
I know,
want
to
protect
I try to
our
not.
Children, you know.
I know, I try to not because I know what it's going to do to, you know, I know what it's going to do to our relationship, so.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I understand, but let it play out because, believe me,
yeah.
I see probably around October or November, the angels are saying she's going to come to a rude awakening. It's going to be, as Oprah say, aha moment. Right? And
right.
during this time, little things might trickle down. She might say, Mom, da-da-da-da-da, or brother, sister, whatever it might, little things, just little things. But if you add them up, it's like,
yep.
okay, thank God she's awakened, right?
Exactly.
You don't want to say,
that's
oh, don't,
exactly
don't marry him. He ain't the one for you and blah, blah, blah. Nope, don't do that. She'll
yep.
see it for herself. Believe me,
oh, good.
Because it would be not only reveal, she'll experience it, okay? That's the
okay.
aha moment. She'll experience it. So if he lied or something, he's going to get caught. She's going to know that he lied. It's not like, oh, it's just words. No, she's going to know that she knows. So,
well, you know, and everything
yeah.
that you've said has been said to me before, and everything that you said to me is totally right on. So...
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for the validation. So, yeah, Mama, just
thank you.
Just
so
enjoy
much.
Your daughter and kick back. And when she says little trinkets now and then, you know, put it back there on the back burner like, I heard.
Mm-hmm,
I, you know,
mm-hmm.
just let it go.
That's what
I
said
heard
to her. I said, you know, I will stand by you no matter what happens here, but you know, deep down in your soul the way that I feel, but if you're happy, I'm happy, and whatever, you know, whatever. So.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Yes. I mean, call us back in a few weeks and let us know how things are
oh,
going.
I will.
But,
I will.
Yeah, but she will see it. She will see it. You just, like you say, Mama, just love her right on and enjoy one another. And when that day happens, because she will be hurt. Like no tomorrow.
Yeah.
She'll be really hurting.
I know.
That's okay. You're there like, Mom's got big old arms. Come on
right.
to here. I'll hug you to death.
Yeah.
It's just part of life experiences, you know. We don't ever
want
to see
absolutely.
Our children hurt.
And
but,
I know she has to walk this journey by herself, don't we all? You know, if somebody tells
well,
me
well, experience
to be with anybody,
is the best teacher.
You know.
Right?
Yeah.
Experience is the best teacher because
yep.
your parents or your girlfriend, whatever, could tell you all day long, that's not you. You know, keep looking, that's
right.
not you. But it could cause resentment.
Yeah, that's
exactly. So that's
exactly.
why you kind of have to let things play out and just pray. I believe
yeah.
in prayer.
Oh, I've been praying. I've been praying. Jesus, please.
All right. Well, thank
right.
you, Laura,
oh,
for the call.
Okay.
And
really
God bless you and your family.
It.
And keep in
yes.
touch. Have a wonderful
God
weekend,
bless.
Lady.
Thank
God
you.
Too. You're welcome. All right. Next caller is area code. Uh-oh. Where'd you go? There you are. Area code 845. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi. You're on the air.
How are you? My name is Selena.
Selena.
Selena, yes.
Oh, I was talking to you before. Did you go to Italy? Did you
yes.
take your trip?
Yes.
Yay. That makes
yes.
me happy. All right. So what's
hey.
Going on now, young lady?
Yes. I need a favor to ask. My daughter finished her project. You think he's going to sell it? So not Jason is going to help her to sell it?
Now, what is she? She's trying to sell her house?
No, not work.
Oh, you want to know what she's... Okay, say it again. I'm sorry, Selena. Say it again.
My daughter, she finished a project. You think Jess is going to help it to sell?
Oh, she's going to finish her project?
Yeah, she did.
That... She finished
Jess
her project.
She's going to help it to sell.
Is it going to help her to sell?
Somebody's
yes.
going to sell.
Yes.
Yes.
The angels are saying yes, very strong. Big
yes.
Y-E-S. Big, big capital letters.
Thank
I'm seeing
you.
It in front of my eyes.
Thank you very,
yes.
very much. I can ask you something else. When you see my daughter, can find the fiancé. You're going to find the son of my daughter, fiancé. Somebody good.
What's your daughter's first name?
Catherine.
Oh, boy.
What's the matter?
Say it again. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Say it again.
Catherine. Katerina.
Katerina. There we go. Katerina.
Yes, baby.
Katerina. Okay. Let's see. There's a man coming in June, but between now and June, she's going to meet a man that I don't like him. Foster. Remember this name. I'm getting Foster. F-O-S-T-E-R. This guy Foster is going to come, but he's not a very good person. I don't particularly care for him. He's a few years older than Katerina, but I don't know. This guy Foster is not good. No. But he is going to approach her and talk to her, so remember his name. Now, in June, I see a young man coming closer to her age, and nice.
Somebody else.
Nice. In fact, they're telling me his name is William.
William?
William, they're telling me, is this guy's name. She's going to meet in June, and he's a good guy. They're telling me this guy, William, is a good guy. He's a businessman, too. I mean, he works for a company, but he's a businessman. So between now and June, remember that name, Foster?
No good.
If it comes up, yeah, tell her, no, 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 don't get involved with him. In
you
June, this guy's, yeah. I can see
William.
Him all over on your daughter, really trying to overwhelm her. But
William.
He's not a good dude. Yeah, but William is good, but that's not till June. June is when she will meet this guy, William. Yeah.
When are you going to meet? Where?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't ask that. I didn't ask where. I just asked the guy. That's what you asked me to ask. That's what I took to the angel.
Thank you. I joke with you. You're my friend, and now I joke with you.
I enjoy you.
In Italy. You want to go back again in Italy? I want to go again.
Good. Me too. But I think this time I'm going to go to Greece. But, yeah. Oh, I enjoyed Italy. I was crying at the airport. I didn't want to come back to America. They were so beautiful to me. So much love.
It was cold. Over there was cold. Then there was snow in my town. They got a snow over there. Over there, they don't have salt like we do over here. They don't prepare for that, you know. It was a mess. You know, we stay home, very cold. No steam in the house. You know?
Oh. They're going through some political challenges right now, if I'm not mistaken, in Italy, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're going through some political stuff? Yeah.
Right now.
Okay, Selena, I got to move on. I got a full board, so let me help some more people.
Thank you very much, and nice talking to you. God bless you.
Oh, always. I love you, and God bless
you,
young lady.
I love you too very much. Take care. Bye-bye. Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. I have a couple of lines open, so call in. There's a couple open there. Okay, area code 916, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Ray. I don't know if you remember me. I was the guy who you predicted I'd get a job in San Francisco in communications.
Yes, 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 yes. How are you doing, young man?
Well, I'm doing okay. Well, you were right. I did get a job in San Francisco in communication, but 4 weeks into it, I just said, I can't do this anymore, and I walked out. I felt so liberated, but I think it was a necessary experience to know what I don't want. So now
okay.
I'm calling because I'm back in my hometown, and you know, I just want to know what you see in the next 3 months to a year and what you sense or any messages that you get.
Okay, so you're back in Sacramento?
Yep.
Yes? Okay.
Yep.
Now, there is, oh, wow. I'm glad you left. Jesus, I was getting ready to say San Francisco to where, you know, back at home, and I had a strong pain go across my forehead. So, like, it was good you left. Oh, boy.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah,
it was a necessary thing,
like
you say, to go and come back. So let's see what's
going on
at your hometown. You're still going to meet that lady this year. I see
really?
Her prevalent. Yes, you're going to meet her this year, 2019. Yes, sir.
And you know,
in fact,
honest,
they're
like,
telling me now May and June. May is really standing out. May
and
June.
Can I add to this question what you see in my career, and do you see it best that I stay here in Sacramento, or do you see it best that I move to Guam for my career? What resonates best with you?
Ray, they're telling me something political, but it has to do with the media.
Yeah,
do you have journalism?
I mean.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's what made me leave San Francisco because, long story short, I don't know if I told you this, during the election here in California, I was on a political cast here at my local news station, and everybody said that
okay.
I just mopped the floor with anybody, you know, just talking about politics, and that's just my strength and my passion. But I can't find anything that, you know, everybody's looking for 3 to 4 years, and I have 2 years, and it's like, you know, I don't know where I have no path, per se.
No, you will get hired. Let's see, because I got the political, the journalism, media. Now where? Gosh, Ray, why do I see you at the Capitol? I'm seeing the Capitol Dome, and you're standing right in front of it. You're not even going up the steps yet. I see you standing right in front. You're dead center, right
that's
in front
was,
of the dome.
That's where I was yesterday looking at it, yesterday, because I live in Sacramento. And I was
oh
standing
God.
Right in front of it, right in front of the steps.
Oh, my
and
God.
Walk up to it, and I said, I'm not walking up there until I get a job in there. I literally said that yesterday. I'm not even lying. And so I walked around
oh my
it,
God.
And that was my doggy, but I said, I'm not walking up until I get a job there.
And you are. That's why the angels are showing me that. That's where your next job is going to be, is there. Working in the media department at the Capitol. That's where you're going to be. God, I
wow.
got to write this down.
Please,
and you
dude,
were
I mean,
there yesterday. Wow, synchronicity.
So I've gotten that, and I've even, like, I've had passion to run for politics, but I don't even know if that's even my repertoire or even if it would be worth running for politics at a local or national level in the next 5 to even 20 years. Because people
well,
have
I don't,
asked me to run.
Huh.
But I told people I can't run
I'm
until
not
I get
really,
the basics down.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm not really seeing you as a candidate, but I do see you working in that building in the media department. Now, what aspect of the media department for the state, I don't know. But you're in that building. Eventually, you walk up those steps and go in. You're going to be working in the building. So check out media, whatever media is, from representatives or senators or, you know, whatever. Just find out because you will get hired.
And
there's
and
no
I'll,
doubt
I
about
mean,
that.
And lastly, because I may got other callers, Do you have like a time frame? Like, because right now, you know what I did? I hated my last job so much. I said I'd rather drive for Uber, drive on my own schedule, and look for a job than actually stay put. And so it's like right now I'm eagerly looking for a job. There's a firm that I really want to work at, but I didn't get anything back. Do you have like a time frame that you set? Like 3 months, 9 months?
3 weeks.
Interesting.
That means
okay.
This week you're gonna go up there this week and get applications. In 3 weeks' time, you'll be hired.
Interesting. Okay.
So I need you to go in that building and find out the different media departments and just apply. But because one of them is going to hire you, that's a definite. The angels are telling me you will be working there.
Interesting. Okay.
But
and
you
I
know
want
what?
Everybody to know. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I just want to let everybody know that I did not tell you anything. Like, you're totally guessing it on point, and you're one of the very few psychics that have been able to do this.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, but you are going to, like I said, 3 weeks. So that means before Valentine's Day or by Valentine's Day, I guess, you're going to be working.
Huh,
you'll be
okay.
Working there, so. And also, Ray, let me tell you this. It's good pay. I'm seeing $20 to $22 an hour.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's good, and it might can even go higher than that. The angels are telling me it depends on the department that you work for. When you do this media thing, that your pay could even go higher. You could go up to $25 an hour.
Yeah, that sounds about right for us. For a semi-entry level, someone with 2 years, you know, with my last firm that I was at, I got really good experience and actually worked above my pay grade. So, and now that I think about it, now that I'm talking to you, I remember a friend of mine who worked somewhere in the Capitol. She goes, sometimes it's best you just go in there and see if they have something available, because once they see your face, it's easier for them to say, hey, do you have a resume? Just give it to me right now. So I think I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Okay, also, while you're going to be working there in the Capitol, because you're going to network, you're thinking about running, but the angels are telling me you're going to network, and there's some representative that's going to take you under his arms. They're telling me tutelage. What is that, learning, right?
Uh-huh.
That he's going to help you learn, okay, if you're going to run for office. But, yeah, some gentleman, I think he's like a representative for a certain area in California.
Okay,
but something about you, he really likes, he takes you in and he starts teaching you this and that and introducing you to some really important people. So remember that when you start work there.
Okay,
somebody's going to take a liking to you and want to see you come up and going to help you. Yep.
Interesting. Okay, great. And then you know what, Lonnie, I'm going to call you back in, what, May, June, to tell you what if I've come across anybody, because I think I'm stable enough to where I know what I want in my career and also, you know, my love life. And I'm looking for that sidekick that can enjoy life with me. That, because, you know, I'm such an extrovert that I'm looking for an extrovert like me. So I'll let you know back in May or June.
Okay. Also, in your love life, they're telling me that as you're working at the Capitol, you will meet that lady.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if she works there. The angels are not saying, but they said, what you work in there, you will meet your wife. You will meet your wife.
Interesting. Okay.
I know, huh?
Yep.
I like that aspect of the reading.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Ray, well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
I always enjoy hearing from you. God bless you, brother.
Okay, thank you, Lenny. I'll keep in touch.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay,
have a wonderful week. Okay, next caller, area code 646. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus, how are you?
Hi, who's this?
This is Terry.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
It's Terry with the T. Terry?
Oh, Terry, okay. Hi, Terry. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Terrific. How
all
can
right.
I help you today?
Okay, so I'm going to start taking some computer courses next Saturday. I signed up to take a Saturday class to complete a Microsoft Office certificate course. And I would like to know, do you see me getting a job, a better paying job, after I complete that course?
Hell yes.
Okay.
Before you can finish talking. And angels, God forgive me, I know I shouldn't have said it like that, but they were so pronounced as you were talking. That's why I said, hell yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Ooh,
sounds awesome.
In fact,
so
let me tell you something, how good it is. Within 5 years, you're going to be up to almost, and I've never said this before, you're going to be up to almost $50 an hour in a
really?
Five-year
Ooh.
Period. Yes.
Sounds
yes.
good.
Oh yeah, this 5 year period, you will be up to $50 an hour, and you'll be like a director. You won't even be a manager.
Ooh.
It's a big time job. You'll be a director.
Oh, sounds
yep.
sounds awesome. I love it because I have
yes.
I'm intuitive myself, and I keep seeing this. Whatever job that I do get in the future, I think it's going to require Excel. I keep seeing Excel spreadsheets. So do you pick
yes.
up anything on that? All right. So I am on the right path.
Yes, ma'am, you are. And the company, angels, can you give me? Because why they're telling me in 5 years you'll be at $50, because you're going to take a couple more classes. So this isn't the last that you're going to do. You're going to take a couple
no.
more, and that will bump you up even further. But it's like, when you work for the company, you're almost going to go in as a management position or supervisor. That's what they're showing me.
Oh,
but they're saying management, not supervisor. But I'm just kind of parlaying that in there. And 5 years later, you will be running that department or division.
Oh, really? Okay, that sounds excellent.
Yes. Yeah. But, well, because you're so good. You don't realize
yeah,
that you're really good at that. You're a sponge. So you take it in. When you learn, you learn. It's not like
yes.
in one ear and out the other. You truly learn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I guess I should thank you.
Yeah.
You
write
that
down. And write that down 5 years from now. Whether I'm on the air or not, you can say, you know, Linus told me I was going to be a director, and I got the job. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh, sounds good. I can't complain.
Yeah, if you're on the right path. Continue doing what you're doing. As a kid, say, don't stop now. You're close.
All right. I will not. Thank you so much, Linus. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm going to say congratulations because I know the job is not far off when you complete this class, this course. So I'll
okay,
just say congratulations
it is in June.
Now.
Thank you so much. This class ends in June.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend, lady. All right, area code 313, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Sherelle, hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing just great in yourself. Who's this?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Okay, and who's this?
Sherelle.
Larelle?
Sherelle.
Spell it. Spell your name. I don't want to mispronounce it.
It's Sherelle.
Oh, Sherelle. Sherelle. You said
yes.
it with a C or a S?
A S. Sherelle.
Okay. Okay, Sherelle. Okay, I got you. All right, Sherelle, what's going on in your life? What's happening, young lady?
I was just wondering, I plan on moving from my current relationship. And I was wondering, do you see it working out with my new apartment I got approved of?
Do you want to know if you got approved for this new apartment, she said? Take that out. Is that what you're asking? Sherelle?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, honey. I said, you're asking me about moving out of an apartment when you're going to move? To another location?
No, I said I'm planning on moving from my current relationship, and I was wondering, do you see this working out with my new apartment that I got approved of?
Okay, working out in a relationship, and you want to know, so you and this guy are going to move in together? Is that what you're telling me?
no, I'm planning on moving out. The relationship is not healthy for me. I got approval.
Oh, moving out of a relationship and moving into a new apartment. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I understand. Okay. Honey, my ear just started painting. Somebody was not listening.
Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ. Ouch. Yeah, I'm glad you're gone. Okay. And I probably shouldn't have said that, but I'm glad you're gone. Okay, let's see.
Well, I'm not gone yet. I'm still here.
Yeah, the 1st of February. That's what I'm getting right now. The 1st of February, if you will. Somewhere within that first week. And I'm saying that you're going to move right in on February 1st. It might be a few days after that. But, yeah, you will be moving in February. Yes, ma'am.
My apartment won't be ready till March 1st. I put down everything, my deposit and everything. It won't be ready
until March 1st?
Yes.
That's what they're doing, March
1st?
Like, okay. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is, when I move, do you see it working out? Like, how would I leave? Would I tell him? Should I tell him? Should I just get up and leave? Would it be okay? Would I be able to pay everything? You know, would it work out for me if I make this decision? Well, I am going to make the decision.
Yeah, I know you are. All I'm going to tell you is right is right and wrong is wrong. And as far as leaving out of a relationship, at least be a woman and say it's not working and I'm moving. You stand up tall and pop your collar. Now, if he gets mad or upset about it, that's fine, but you stood in your truth and said how you felt that it's not working anymore and I'm leaving. So that's good, right? You're blessed. You're doing it the right way. Moving, yes. The angels aren't showing me any problems in your moving. I'm not seeing anything.
Yeah,
I guess it's a successful
or. Yes, I just don't want to struggle or be able to worry about bills because I know I can do it by myself without no man because I'm very independent already. But I just don't want to move and, you know, be worried. Like, I know I'm saying everything.
The angel, yes, you can do that. The angels want me to tell you, Sorrel, do not wear your heart on your sleeve, that you're an intelligent woman. And you know what you want in life, and they're just saying don't wear your heart on your sleeve. In other words, let that man prove himself to you. Not this one, the next man that comes along.
And I said that.
Prove himself
to
you, yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm not allowing no more bull crap. And I said, I'm 25.
You
I have no
you're
kids.
A queen.
I got my
What's wrong
own
with you? You're a
yes.
queen.
I'm 25.
Queen don't deal with peasants.
25. Nope, I'm 25. I have no kids. I got a job, got my own car, about to have my own place, and got a degree. Come on, I got the package.
Oh, yes. Please. They don't know. What they say, ain't heard you. They don't know. But I'm going to tell you, because you're a queen and you've done so much good in your life for yourself, spiritually, mentally, and physically, don't settle.
Yes,
be with a man that
right.
at least matches your goals. If it's like, okay, you know, I got a good job I went to school to, or what else matching goals? Spiritually, you know, yeah, I believe in God. May not go to church every day, but I pray. Okay, fine. Physically, have it going on. Be healthy.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about sex because sex can come. But be healthy. You don't want to be with somebody, too,
that
that's like got a lot of health concerns.
Right. What I was saying was, and I ain't going to hold you too long, because my mom, she lives in Arizona. I do have family that stay up here. So this is my first time ever about to adventure and move out on my own. So I was like, I just tried for a year to see how far I could come along by myself, me paying my own bills and everything. And if it don't work out after a year, then I'll move down there with her. So I'm just kind of nervous because this is my first time me about to move out on my own. But I know I can do it.
Of course you can. You're a very intelligent woman, girl. Don't. Don't even make that step to go low. You're too intelligent.
Right.
And you're right. You can do it. You can do it. You're a beautiful woman. Come on now, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Sorrel, you're beautiful. You're a queen.
Thank you.
Don't accept less out of nothing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You deserve it.
Yes.
You're 25.
Thank
Don't you think you deserve the best that God can give you?
I do.
All right, then.
I do.
Queens do not settle. We don't stick around with peasants.
Right.
We
you
want
the one. Keep telling me, go ahead. I can't wait till you leave. I can't. I'm tired of looking at you. And I'm just in the back of my head, I go, yeah, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what you do when you pray? Thank you, God, for showing me what I don't need in my life.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, God. Because what if you had to end up marrying that guy? You'd have been a miserable, miserable person. So thank you, God, for showing me what I don't need. And I'm waiting for what I will deserve. I deserve that's coming toward me.
Thank you.
So don't worry. You're most welcome. Keep in touch with me and let me know how you're doing, Sorrel, okay?
I will. Have a good night.
Oh, you too. Have a beautiful weekend, lady. All righty. Next caller, area code 856. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, how are you guys?
Fine. Who's this?
It's Rosemaria.
Hi, Rosemaria. How are you doing today, young lady?
Doing good. Whatever
All right.
you pick up for me for a newer job, I'm in between jobs, or relationship, whatever you got, either one. I'm easy going.
Well, you tell me you don't have to concentrate on one thing when I go to the angels. So what's most important to you?
Right now I need a newer job.
Newer job? Okay. What field are you in so I can concentrate into that?
I'm in the information systems for computers.
Okay. Okay. Wow, I got hospital right away. They can always use your services at the hospital because it's definitely changing over and over to more computer stuff, you know?
Right.
Yep, I got hospital. What else, angels? Wow, they're even telling me right now there's a division or department. There it is. Okay, thank you. A department that you would be over if you applied at the hospitals. Now, what department? They're not telling me, but what the angels are saying, with your skills in technology and education, wherever this job, whatever hospital it's at, you would go in and run that department, that IT department, because you have a good, greater knowledge and skills and could teach people certain things. So, yeah. Okay, now they just told me manufacturing. So I got hospital and manufacturing. I don't know. Is that something you want to go into?
Manufacturing?
Yeah. I mean, there's different things. I mean, you know, manufacturing is on the computers. Look, there's so many things coming out now, Rosemaria, where AI is going to take over the human being that would normally work in the factories. Instead, they've got machines and computers now that do that. So just a thought. But those are the two places with your credentials, is hospital or manufacturing.
Got it. Cool. Hopefully soon.
So, yeah, check it out. Call around to some of the hospitals, you know, that are close to you, whatever, and find out if they've got any openings, of course, in their IT department. Because I'm telling you, with your credentials, young lady, you could run the department.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so those two, hospital and manufacturing. Let me know, Rosemaria.
All right. Oh, thanks.
Okay. Have a wonderful weekend, lady, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, next call, area code 708. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Linda.
Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Oh, fine, thank you.
My son went to he moved to Colorado, or he's going to try it out. Do you see him staying there?
Okay, who's going to be moving to Colorado?
My son, he's there, and he doesn't know if he's going to stay there. Yeah.
Okay, your son. Okay, let me see. Huh. What is your son's first name?
Patrick.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you because I don't lie. I tell you guys the truth. When I started thinking of your son and moving, I got a headache on my left temple. Is he debating about whether or not to go there or not?
No, he doesn't know if he's going to stay there.
So he's debate is with him where he's at. Okay, Patrick, what are you doing?
And, of course, I want him not to stay there.
You know what they're telling me? He could leave or he could stay. It's kind of up to him what he wants to do, but
exactly. That's
a debate. Because I got the debating, like, you know, with yourself. So, I mean, he could stay or go. It's within him. I guess he's just trying to decide, what should I do? He wants to leave, but then in a way he wants to stay. So I don't know, is the job paying him good money to stay there?
Yeah, his cousin is out there, and he's got a job for him. But I think I think that's basically what it is for him. But I don't know that he really... You know, his family's here, his friends are here, and I think he needed to try something different because my husband passed
away
6 months ago.
Stop, Linda, stop. The angels are telling me he's coming back.
Okay.
That's why I got that pain in my temple. Yeah, he's coming back. It was an experience. That's how he's going to
exactly.
talk about it. It was an experience, yes. But no, he's coming back. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying everything that you were saying was right because it was sort of, you know, my husband passed away. It was difficult for him. He was kind of deciding what he wanted to do, and his cousin is very wealthy and, you know, has given him some experience and, you know.
I'm going to tell you why he's coming back home, because he's worried about you. He's coming back home to help you. I mean, he's going to get his own apartment, but he's going to be there for a minute. But he's just concerned about his mom right now. So when he comes back, if he kind of, you know, dotes on you or kind of hang out like he didn't used to before, don't worry about it. It's just he's trying to get through his father's passing, and he's really thinking about his mom right now, and he knows you're okay, but it's just like, yeah, I think I better go back home just to keep in touch. No, mom's doing okay. But, yeah, but you're on his mind a lot. You are.
Okay.
And maybe it's because, that passed. But, yeah, but he's coming back. But it's mainly not so much because of the job and the cousin. It's because of you. And not you asking him. This is him within his heart. In his mind, that he wants to do this.
Okay.
And he'll get a good
paying
job when he gets back. I see that. There is a job waiting for him when he gets back.
Thank you. I know he's entitled to his own experience. It's just with everything that happened, we had 2 deaths in 6 months, and it's just been overwhelming. So.
Linda, everybody
has
their way of dealing with grief, too, right?
Right, right.
Okay,
right.
Yeah. Even though I know it's your son, but everybody has their way of dealing with grief. And in their time, they'll come together with it. So, yeah.
Right, okay.
So that's
I really
it was overwhelming
it.
For the whole family. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
very much.
Yeah, but anyway, so just to let you know now, when he comes home, don't like, why is you over here every day, boy?
No,
just checking on you, Mom, you know, what you doing? Yeah. I don't want you to get worried and think something is wrong, because it's not. It's not. Believe me, it's nothing but love. Nothing but love.
Okay. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. God bless you, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. All righty. All right, next call, area code 469. 469, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. How are you? This is Adele.
Hi, Adele. I'm doing great. And yourself?
I am doing well. I appreciate your concerns for asking. Okay, so I have this patent pending, and it's going on about, I want to say, 8 months now. Do you see anything revealing itself pretty soon? If you have any energy around that, or myself?
Okay, so for 8 months, what has been going on? I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. I have a patent pending and the status is like anywhere from a year to 6 months. So I'm just waiting on that to come back to let me know if it's been denied or accepted. And I wanted to see if you had pick up anything around that or even my own energy in reference to it.
So you're going for a patent change. That's what you're concerned about, correct?
Well, a patent change? No, this is something that I have presented to a lawyer and everything. I have a lawyer and everything in reference to it. And I wanted to get a feel around the energy of it. It's a patent. I have a patent pending.
Oh, pending. Okay, okay. Now, there we go.
I'm
that
sorry. Yes.
Sense. No. It's not you, honey. It's just me. I, you know, I'm listening so that I can clarify when I go to the angels. I don't want to say the wrong thing. So that's all.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. I've never done patents, so I couldn't give you a definitive,
but I
was going to say, does it take 8 months for a patent? I know about copyright and all that because I wrote books, but does it take that long? I mean, you could be teaching me something.
It all depends on the material and how long it took you to get it, because some patent pending can be in the pending status up until 8 years, depending on what it is, especially if it's like anything dealing with someone coming up with creating some kind of idea in reference to the political, well, I don't want to say political world, but any kind of engineering, any kind of biochemist, they're creating all of these other things. Yes, it can come a long time because they have to go and get it tested, and they have to do major research to make sure that it's not out there anywhere. So, yeah, it takes a lot of time. But mine is a small project, and when he did a patent pending search, it's not out there yet. So it went up a step further. So now it's in the government. I hope it's not shut down because of that. But anyway, so I'm waiting on the court.
Yeah,
for that.
That's my next thing. I was just getting ready to say because excuse me. You said it's been 8 months already. And I'm thinking, okay, I don't know about patents, but the government shutdown did affect that.
It takes up to 6 months to a year. Yeah, it takes up to 6 months to a year on my project. But even if it wasn't because of the government, So, but like I said, it's such a small, mine's just a small one, but it's not out there. And it came from the ancestors. I was able to grab that from the frequency in a dream. And so I put it on tape. I put it in the and had it. I got it not manufactured, but I had someone to give me a prototype. They made me a prototype of it.
Well,
so yeah, I was just trying to see if I.
Gosh, they're saying 1 year. That's what I'm getting right now.
Okay, I can see that. Okay, I could see that.
Yeah, because the guide said 12 months, so I know the angels are saying 1 year. You're going to be successful.
Okay, that's a good thing.
You're going to be successful. Popular. And well-known.
Okay. My ancestors in a dream just reminded me to let me know, this is quite a couple of months ago, to keep reminding me that this is not your idea. It did not come from you. This was still here before you were even created. So I had to keep my mind on that frequency. I'd be very humble about it because this was just an extension of what was already there. So I have to humble myself and keep telling me this is not mine. This is was just pulling down from the ancestors. They let me know it's
well,
not
that's
just,
okay. Well, you will
it
be
was
successful.
So funny because it humbled me.
Well,
yeah.
Your three words, successful, popular, and you'll become well-known. So there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
I can appreciate that.
All right. I got to get one more caller. I think I got 4 minutes before I'm off the air.
All right.
You're always
Thank
welcome
you so
to call
much.
Me back, Adele. But congratulations.
I will.
Okay. You
Thank
do
you.
It.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Appreciate
yes, ma'am.
You.
All right. Have a okay. wonderful week. All right. One more caller here. Let's try and get her on or him. Area code 619. You're on the air with Lennox.
Hi, Lennox.
Who's this? Hi.
This is Steve.
Keith, K-I-E-T-H.
Steve. And I'd like to know if you see me getting a job working from home.
Okay, job working from home. And you said your name is T, not Keith.
Steve. S-T-E-V.
Like the letter T. I'm
Steve.
Sorry. Say it again.
Steve.
Steve. Okay. I don't know
yeah.
why I kept,
yeah.
I couldn't hear the S. I'm sorry, Steve. I just like to
okay.
be accurate when I go to the angels and guides. Okay, so
okay.
you want to know, are you going to be working from home or continue working at home?
I'd like to get a job working from home.
Oh, a job working from home. Just don't apply at the federal government. Okay, let's see.
Good idea.
I'm sorry, Steve. It's my little humor. Okay. Rockabout. Ooh, what the hell is that? Rockabout. B-O-T. And what was the other word? What? Rockabock. What is that? Rockabock. Rockabock. Be okay. Okay, let me tell you these two words. They're talking to me. The first one
okay.
was rockabot, B-O-T. And the second
okay.
one was rockabock, B-O-K.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, all right, angels. How is he supposed to get in touch with these companies? Through the internet. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been doing that.
Okay. Through internet. Now they're showing me fish.
Okay.
Why am I seeing fish? Seeing something. I just see fish swimming. Yeah, you can work from home, but I want to know where do you go to apply? They're saying internet. So I guess if you
that's
look
what I,
these
that's
two words up. Okay,
that's where I usually
look these
go
two
to
words
look.
Up. I'll be back on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock because they're getting ready to shut the show down on me. But I'll be back at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. But look those two words up and find out because they're saying, yes, fish, I don't know what that means. Maybe that's a part of one of those two words.
Rockabot and rockabot.
Bok, yeah, it's R-O-C-K-A-B-O-T. And then, excuse me, R-O-C-K-A-B-O-T. O K is in Kenny.
Okay.
And then I got the word fish. I don't know where that is.
Okay.
Maybe it comes under one of those two. But anyway, let me know. I'm curious.
Thank you so much, Linus. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, and have a wonderful week. Okay.
You too.
Thank you for calling,
you
Steve.
My
okay.
Pleasure.
All right, I know we're getting ready to shut me down. I got 20 seconds. I just want to say thank you, everybody that called in. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get the chat room up, But thank you so much for calling in. And if no one's told you they love you today, I do. And remember, I will be on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Thank you, everybody. Be blessed.
Possibility in the moves we can make.